When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
0-0, it remains. Coming up to the hour mark on live sports event. Turnbull has a little freedom just to run through the centre circle. Gets the short pass out to Gillies. Now on the far side with Briggs. Has Blair Adams about 10 yards ahead of him. Can't find him though. And Maguire clears long. Right footed. At least 20 yards inside the South Shields half. As Morse just running across the path of Worsfold, preventing him from getting to the ball before Connell. And here come the Mariners again. As Picton was going ballistic for a moment from the dugout. The other cross in from Baxter, and it's Freddy who conceded the goal with Finnegan on his comeback for South Shields. He made a substitute appearance last week in the 3-2 win against Scarborough Athletic. The low drilled in cross from Baxter, and there was Finnegan at the near post to toe-poke it behind Green. And it's Gainsborough Trinity 0, South Shields 1.
I've been saying all along, you know, Shields, there are moments where they don't get enough men in the box. That was the difference. Gillies and Finnegan were there. The ball came in. Finnegan is a goal scorer, and he was in the right place at the right time at the near post. Just what the doctor ordered.
Now with Lowe. This is lovely play. Straight through towards Finnegan. He can make it 2, but he drags it over the bar. Beautiful play from South Shields. It should have been 2-0.
Should have been 2-0. It's simple as that. Should have been 2-0. Beautiful bit of football. Best bit of football of the match. And should have been 2-0. It blazed it over. Just you were expecting him to just tuck it in the bottom corner, but he hit the top of the stand.
Liam Hughes, who's shielding his eyes from the sun, he bounces towards Connor Bell, who just waits for the ball to bounce and then spins and runs towards a halfway line. Great recovery, tackle from Alex Byrne. Drifts now towards Ben Hughes, inside the box, he shoots, great, a reflexive save from Liam Connell to deny him though. Wonderful save from Connell, almost won a piece.
Connor Bell's caused Shields problems here. Twice he's been robbed of possession when he's dwelled on the ball far too long, and that could have been catastrophic. Fenton and Picton are absolutely furious with him, and rightly so, because he just dwelled and dwelled and dwelled, and where you want a bit of energy, and he's caused Shields their own problems.
And there can't be much time now, but if Trinity can score from this, would they still have time? Simmons. It's not great. Straight towards Connell.
There it is.
And there we go. It's the full-time whistle, which is met with cheers from the South Shields fans because they have secured second spot in the Aberystwyth North table. They had an outside chance of clinching their fourth successive promotion as champions. It wasn't quite meant to be because Marsley Celtic, the last we heard, were winning 2-0 against 10-man Marine. Congratulations to Marsley Celtic. They will be going up as champions. But it has been another great season, you have to say, for South Shields, who, with that second-half goal from Cal Finnegan, have got the playoffs to look forward to.